Jay Radler from daytradefund.com joins us now to take a look at the market and the money and the big sell-off. And oh my gosh, Jay, I've refused to take a look at my 401k until at least late next week. So we had a little bounce back. So how are we doing?
You're a young man. You've got a ways to go before you retire. I think you're going to be okay.
You're right.
It's you know, last Thursday, it was, we started getting some preliminary inflationary data that was a concern, and it caught a lot of people off guard, and it suggested that perhaps this battle with inflation wasn't entirely licked yet, which we knew that already. And then we had the jobs report on Friday where we're looking for, I don't know, 177,000 jobs, came out at like 114,000 or so, and people freaked out thinking, oh, wait a minute, maybe the economy is slowing down, and maybe inflation and maybe even a recession is something we're really going to have to contend with now. So the markets dropped on Friday last week by 1,000 points, which again was like not even 3% at the time. So it wasn't something of a big concern. And then, of course, we had the big sell-off on Monday, down 1,100 points. But then we bounced back yesterday, and the futures are up again today. So the panic is a little bit over, at least until we get more reports coming forth. Everybody's looking forward to next month. Is the Fed going to finally reduce interest rates, cut the interest rates in September, and if so, by how much? And we'll kind of wait and see what's going to take place. But right now, there's still some optimism, and that's one of the reasons that we see a lot of people jumping into the market with money. But, you know, I look at Warren Buffett. He sold half of his stake in Apple. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of money. And the reason he did it was because he felt like, okay, we're at a point now where maybe some of these stocks can go on sale. I'll back off. And he has $278 billion on the sidelines waiting for stocks to go on sale. So if you want to follow what the guy that's been doing it for decades does, he's waiting for the next round of stocks to go on sale.
Yeah, let's talk about Warren Buffett just quickly, because you know, you and I have talked about him forever, and you like watching Warren as one of the indicators on how things are going. And has shown to be pretty good at what he does, obviously. And with that big a move, you know, the average guy that may follow Warren, like you and I, see that and we go, is it different for the regular guy versus the $278 billion guy when these moves are made? Should we all do that, or should we just sit tight while the roller coaster's running crazy?
I wouldn't necessarily recommend selling anything at this point, especially if you're in a long-term setup, because if the market drops, all you're doing is buying shares of your favorite stock at a discounted price. That's a good thing. Last thing you want to do is try to pivot and adjust every single moment trying to keep up with the market, because you're going to lose every single time. But it certainly it goes to show that if you've got cash on the sidelines and you've got this emotional drive of the fear of missing out, I need to jump in, I need to make something happen, I'm being left out, that's the kind of emotion you need to just park in the corner and leave it alone. Have your predetermined stocks you like. Pick a discounted price that you would be willing to buy them at, where maybe it's your Christmas wish list, and then wait. And if the stocks drop to that point, grab them. Don't worry about the emotion of could it go lower. Mm-hmm. Follow your predetermined plan and go from there. And that's what Warren Buffett does. He says investing is not about talent or intellect. It's about your, in essence, your emotion, your composure, the ability to just stick with your game plan. You can do that. Right. You can make a tremendous amount of money on Wall Street.
All right, let's talk about the Fed real quick, Jay. There's indication that there might be an emergency decision before the September meeting. Most people are saying probably not, but we might see more than just a quarter point drop in the interest rates, maybe a half a point. So your thoughts on where we are in the rate as the economy continues to squeeze most of America?
I was a little disappointed when the markets dropped on Friday and Monday that everybody immediately looked to the Fed to fix it. That's not their job. That's not their role. That's not what they're there for. Markets should be allowed to do what markets do. They ebb and flow up and down. I do think that we will be looking at an interest rate cut in September unless data between now and then comes back and catches the Fed off guard. I don't think it'll be a half a point. I think it would be a quarter point, because JT, I think more than that would send the message we're panicked. Something needs to be done of a drastic nature. And since it's been so long since we've had an interest rate cut, I would be more worried about sending the wrong message if you do too much.
All right. Very good. Jay Radler, daytradefund.com. Thank you, Jay. We'll chat again soon. And thanks for keeping an eye on the money for us. We appreciate you.